clapboard.
What, is that the same thing as what some people call weatherboarding?
Really, it isn't. Weatherboarding is usually has a match in it.
A what now?
A center match. So it can make kind of like center match lumber. Weatherboarding.
I see. So clapboarding and weatherboarding, not exactly the same.
No, I wouldn't. It doesn't usually. You don't usually think of it as being the same.
You know these things that some houses have right on the edge of the roof that take off the rainwater? Mm-hmm. What are those called?
Well, some folks tell them it's rain draws. But they have another name. I've forgotten what it is.
Have you ever heard people call them gutters?
Gutters, yeah. Well, now there's another place where they call them gutters too, and that's where they, on some of these roofs that have breaks in them, and they have to, they call them gutters or valleys.
I see. Before you had indoor plumbing, was the toilet usually outside somewhere?
Yeah.
What was that called?
Well, everything.
Several things?
Yeah. Johnny. Toilet.
Was it ever called the outhouse?
Outhouse. Probably some other term.
Less genteel.
Yeah.
Was it, have you ever heard it called a privy?
Yeah, heard that too.
All those things?
Yeah.
What was it a fellow told me, a two-holer or something like that? You heard that expression?
Yeah, two-holer, that's right.
He was telling me the other day that when he was young, he used to get into pranks with other fellas. Around Halloween, they'd go over pushing over people's outhouses.
Yeah.
Didn't matter whether they were in them or not.
That's right.
Sound like a terrible thing to do to a person.
I think they're good with. Yeah, my wife had a little place over here that was colored people lived on. The woman was sure enough a big wolf.
Right.
And we had a big bull over there. I maybe he weighed 1,500, 1,600 each in them, but this had big horn, this woman was afraid of it. Well, when he came to the house, a lot of times he'd go by the toilet and he'd rub his neck and so on. On that toilet, and she was in there, and he was rubbing, you know, and shaking it. She couldn't come out, she was afraid.
That's a bad situation.
Yeah, I'll laugh more about that. I can just see her inside there.
Oh, me. Mm. You want to leave, but you just can't. I can remember those outhouses. My grandmother's sister has always lived out in the country, and I can remember when I was young going to visit them, and they didn't have any indoor bathroom or anything like that, and shoot, you just had to go out to the outhouse.
That's right.
I remember that. Did you ever have one on this place, or?
There was one here when we moved. But there was another little house out there.
Well, could you tell me about some of the different buildings you had on the farm?
Well, you had, of course, you had where you fed your hog, the hog troughs. And then you had stalls where you stock your livestock, horse and mule. And then you usually had a milk barn. It's usually separate from the horses and hogs.
I see. Did you have any buildings where you kept grain?
Yes, you had them. Of course, that was your main barn where you kept the grain.
Did you ever have a separate building where you kept corn, for example?
Yeah, you had to separate your corn. and you know, your cottonseed and your hay. Usually you had a hay barn or a hay loft.
Was that the place where you kept the corn ever called the crib?
Yeah, that was the crib.
Corn crib.
Corn crib.
Did it have slats or anything for ventilation or something?
Usually it did. Now, a lot of them were made out of the logs. And of course,